And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a mother-daughter knitting production. This is episode 88 and has been sponsored by Abstract Fiber, Serendipitous You, and Pearlescence Yarns. This week's segments include events,
On the Needles,
a contest,
Mother Knows Best,
and
When Knitting Attacks.
Come on, let's chat.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back. How's it going, Mom?
Excellent, lovey. How are you?
I am Ravalimpicking myself crazy. Is that a word? Ravalimpicking?
I think we need to fine-tune it.
Yeah, so let's talk about what we've been knitting this week, and then we'll talk about the Ravalimpics. Sound good?
Okay, you mean you have something else on the needles besides your Ravalimpics project?
A couple of small ones.
So, what are you working on?
Why don't you go first? Is all you're working on your Ravalimpics project this week?
I'll get into that.
Ah, okay. Well, in the spirit of the February UFO Finish Along contest, I thought I would whip through and finish the sleeves for the Carly that we did for our Knit More Along months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a lot of progress. So
you did.
I did make a lot of progress. I got through the increases on the sleeve, and now I'm just at the knit until it reaches whatever length.
And you've got the body done already.
Oh, yeah. I don't have the collar done, though, because I thought I would do that last after I sewed the sleeves in.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what I was working on all the way up until Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I also am so close to finishing my Hey Jude hand spuns box.
Uh-huh.
Those are my nightstand knitting. So I'm literally like 8 rows away from finishing.
What's nightstand knitting?
It's the knitting on your nightstand for when you're in bed watching TV.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have nightstand knitting?
No, I don't have a nightstand in my bedroom.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the first problem. I have to have a place to put my alarm clock and knitting. So, what are you working on?
I'm working on my Ravalimpics project, and it is the Paint Your Own Fair Isle from the Philosopher's Wool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing it in the fall colorway.
Do you want to describe what that looks like?
Lots of two-handed knitting. And I'm so glad I have you handy to coach me. When a couple of years ago, 10 years ago, when we worked at one of our local yarn stores, I was teaching beginning knitting 1 and 2, and Jasmine had the more advanced students. So she was teaching sock knitting, surprise, 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 and Fair Isle knitting.
I was.
And she was really good at it. And we had the philosophers come to the store a couple of times, mm-hmm. and they taught Fair Isle classes. We talked about this earlier,
I think. We did.
And so for my Ravalimpics project, I thought I would dig out my easier Fair Isle kit and get started on that.
And the philosophers do recommend the color your own as like their starter Fair Isle sweater. So I think you chose really wisely.
Yes,
and
thank
it's super
you.
Fun to knit.
Now that I'm not pulling my hair out over the technique anymore,
mm-hmm.
I'm still not as smooth as you are, but it's starting to flow, and I'm starting to get into the rhythm.
See, I thought my color your own was very potato chippy, because if you haven't seen this sweater before, and I'll link to everything we talk about in the show notes so you can go take a look at it, it's got all those traditional little Fair Isle motifs, like they're not sine waves.
Peris?
Is that what they're called?
Something like that.
Yeah. But they've got all the little motif-y things that are traditionally seen in Fair Isle, and it's a really fun sweater. I think I knit mine in 2 weeks, but I was in college when I did it, and I was staying up late, and I had made a bet with Andrew, so.
What was the bet?
That I would finish X number of projects by stitches, and he would cover my bill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He lost that bet.
I remember that one. Actually, you overshot your goal. You did more.
I did. I finished 7 projects, I think, before stitches, between January and stitches. So, yeah.
It was a good year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, that's awesome. So, you're enjoying knitting it?
Yeah.
Mom swapped out one of the colors in her kit. She swapped out the pumpkin for a gold.
Yeah, because last time when I had started on it, every time I put not pumpkin. It was some kind of orange.
Yeah.
The orange grated on me.
Okay. And the nice thing is if you buy the kits from them at Stitches or at a show where they are, I think they let you swap out skeins, but don't take my word for it. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, so it's turning out really pretty. I actually have some project envy because I really like Fair Isle knitting, but...
I saw another philosopher's kit in your room, in your stash room today. Oh.
More than one.
How many, dear?
A few.
How many?
You know, this isn't about me. Let's talk about your knitting.
Okay. That's about it. And we went out to the knitting group on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I didn't take it with me.
Yeah.
Because this is Fair Isle, and I've got about 11 different colors of yarn, so...
Yeah, their kits are super generous. I actually think I could probably get 2 sweaters out of a kit comfortably, because the yardage on the yarn is so generous, and there's, I think, they come in either 9 and 11 ball, so you can do the 9 ball kit or the 11 ball kit, or it's 11 and 13, I can't remember which...
Mm-hmm.
Which number it is, but it's a lot of yarn.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So.
And I wasn't about to take a U-Haul full of yarn with me to the coffee shop where we knit.
That's a good idea. That's part of why I picked a one-color project, and I don't really like to travel with my Fair Isle stuff, especially when it's that many colors. If it was just 2, I'd be okay. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else are you working on?
Let me see. What else have I got? Oh, my Olympic sweater. Now, if you are new to the show or if you don't recall, I am knitting the Seneca sweater by Jared Flood. It's in his new book, Made in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love with the book. I actually thought it was going to be more aimed at guy stuff. So I picked it up with the intention of having Andrew talk about it on the show. But there wasn't really that much guy stuff in it, and there was a ton of stuff I fell in love with. I think there was only 2 things in the book I wasn't really into, and one of them was earmuffs that were crocheted. So, you know, even in California, I don't need earmuffs, and my crocheting is not that good yet. So I fell in love with this sweater. And to give you a brief description of the sweater, it's just a pullover, a simple pullover in worsted weight yarn with horizontal cables. And I really enjoyed knitting the tangled yoke. And I thought, this is like the tangled yoke, but on steroids.
Harder?
I don't know if it's harder. It has more cables. It has, like, numerically, there's 3 horizontal cables, like, versus just the one.
Mm-hmm.
And this one has little cables on the cuffs, too.
Okay.
And the tangled yoke only had cables on the yoke. So, yeah.
There's some more cables.
There are more cables. The cable rows are taking me quite a long time. So we should rewind and talk about the Rav Olympics and the cast on and the live chat and all that good stuff. Because that's all involved in my story. So do you want to talk about how everything went? Or do you want me to start?
Why don't you start and I'll pitch in?
So we had the genius idea to do a live chat and Ravelry during the lighting of the Olympic torch.
We meaning Jasmine, because she has all the high-tech ideas and mad computer skills.
My mother flatters me. It's because she's my biggest fan, but that's okay. So anyway, so we had this great idea, and it didn't dawn on me ahead of time to maybe talk to Casey and see what the maximum capacity is for Rav Chat. So if you were in the Friday night chat, you may have noticed some slowing down, some freezing after having to refresh your page, all sorts of nonsense. So we may have broken Ravelry chat just a little bit. So that was pretty funny. And it went really well, except that I had to work late because things went wrong at work, and I prefer not to work on the weekend. So I wanted to get it done, get it off my plate, shut down my computer, and just go onto my personal computer and chat my heart out.
Mm-hmm.
So Mom was here, Miss Calendar from Brass Needles was here, and Chloe Sparkle was here.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat in Rav Chat after I was done.
And Smartest Monkey.
Yeah, that's right. So we had a delightful time. We had some dinner. Andrew went and picked up some sandwiches for us out because a couple of us were working up until we finally finished working so we could have a good time and chat. But The Olympic lighting ceremony was delayed until like 7:30 or 8 o'clock in California.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's talking about all this hilarious stuff they're seeing. And I was like, all right, I guess. So that was really fun. And we got to chit chat with people kind of casually. And I didn't get my sweater cast on until 9 o'clock, you know, which was kind of a bummer because I was hoping to start right at 6 when the ceremony started. Because that was when we were allowed to cast on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in any case.
With the torch lighting.
Yeah, the torch lighting ceremony. I couldn't make it through the whole thing. It was so late. So Mom pooped out about 10 o'clock.
A little bit sooner, I think.
Yeah.
Also, I figured out I bit off more than I can chew because knitting, a fairly challenging project, being social and chatting with company, watching TV for the Olympics and doing chat was a couple of things more than I could manage. So I kind of slacked off on the chat and just, yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's okay, because the chat's going to be, it's always there. So what I'm encouraging people to do is to go in and just chit-chat. Go in and chat about your Olympic projects. Get tech support if you need it, if there's someone in there who can do it. You know, just give it a chat.
Yeah, but I feel so bad. I was looking forward to knitting and chatting and watching the Olympics. And yeah, bit off more than I can chew. I cannot have my eyes in three different places.
Mm-hmm.
And process conversation and TV at the same time.
I understand. That's why I'm not knitting something harder. So, yeah. So I got my sweater cast on eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't get over how good it smells.
What kind of yarn are you knitting it out of?
Oh, this is my handspun out of Duchess's fleece. Duchess is a sheep that Jean Neer raises, and I will link to her in the show notes. And I bought this at Boonville last year, and Sherry processed the fleece for me into...
Sherry?
Sherry from Morrow Fleeceworks.
Mm-hmm.
She processed it into pin-drafted roving, and I spun up 24 ounces and plied it up. And it finally dried Thursday night. So Andrew wound up a skein for me, so I could cast on Friday at 6 if he wasn't home, but of course.
It dried Friday night?
No, it took 4 days to dry because we soaked it last Sunday when we were recording, right before. And it took right up until like Thursday night to be dry.
And why did you soak it?
Because I needed to set my yarn.
Ah.
So it took forever to dry because it's been damp out. So I got it cast on and it smells so good. It smells like nice, clean, delightful wool. And I've just been huffing my sweater. So it is the third day. Today's Sunday. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I've got about a foot knit on my sweater.
Yeah.
You knit it in the round. And the cable was really slow because the horizontal cables do not go as quickly as vertical cables for me. But I happen to think that because they take longer, I enjoy them more in theory. I don't know. They look super cool. So I've made some significant progress on it. I'm sorry. I'm totally tripping on my words tonight. But I'm really, really enjoying it. And I haven't hit any snags yet. So I'm just going to go with it. Go ahead. I'm opening up, or somebody's opening up, daily threads on how much progress you're making and how you're doing and all that stuff in the Ravelry groups. So I encourage you all to go in and
post.
And post
pictures.
Yeah. So That's about it for what I'm working on. What else? Are you working on anything else?
I'll talk about that in When Knitting Attacks.
Before we finish the segment, I did want to mention that we will be doing the Mondo Cable Knit Along. Starting March 1st, Mom will be knitting the Mondo Cable Pulley, and I will be knitting the Mondo Cable Cardi. Mm-hmm. And I'm super excited about it. So if you're looking for stuff, our show sponsors, Pearlescence Yarns and Abstract Fiber, will be giving you guys 10% off your materials for the Cal, but mention that it's for the Cal and that you're listeners. And yeah, so rock on, and we look forward to knitting them along with you. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Stitches West is right around the corner. Here at Abstract Fiber, we're crazy busy getting ready, dyeing up tons of yarn and fiber. Stop by booth 642 and see the new solids, including gold, silver, bronze, and copper. Ooh, and then there's turquoise, orchid, blue, teal, and hedonism.
Events. So we have Stitches West coming up way too quickly. So let's talk about what we're doing at Stitches. It's February 25th through the 28th, and we will be there the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. It's at the Santa Clara Convention Center, and we will be doing a meet and greet in the Abstract Fiber booth on Friday from 12 to 1, and then heading over to Dr. Gemma's meet and greet. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, we're doing a meet and greet in the Pearlescence booth from 12 to 1. So if you can't come Saturday, you can come and see us Friday, and vice versa.
And what are we doing during lunchtime?
Eating, usually. So we should just, come over and say hi, have lunch with us. It's fun. We're good eaters.
Yeah, we always like meeting our listeners, and especially if you haven't had a chance to come to a meet and greet, or if the meet and greet was too short for you,
yeah,
come and say hello. Jasmine is the one with the pink hair, and I'm generally within arm's length.
Yep, and if you hear our voices in a booth, it's always okay to say hi. You don't have to wait until the meet and greet to come say hello. So, yeah, we look forward to meeting more of you.
I wanted to talk about the context next. This month is terribly busy.
It really is.
Between the Ravelympics, where everybody is knitting frantically, and Stitches, that's a lot of time that people are spending on other things.
Yeah.
That we're spending on other things. And I told Jasmine that we should extend our contest mm-hmm. for another month.
Which I think is a great idea, because that way we can get more stuff finished, and not just the people who are doing finishing things for their Ravelympics projects. Mm-hmm. So we will be extending it through March, and I'll put the new end date. I'll update the next podcast with the new end date for the contest. But do get your submissions put into the thread, because we are loving reading your stories and seeing the pictures. And frankly, there's nothing funnier than a really, really old UFO to me. Like, oh yeah, I started knitting this for Andrew when we were dating 8 years ago. You know? Mm-hmm. Or perhaps a cross-stitch sampler that never got finished.
You didn't do cross-stitch. I did.
That's right.
Okay.
But, I like hearing the stories, and the reasons why things get put aside are so different. So please do share your stories with us. We look forward to reading them. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Serendipitous You offers something for every knitter and fiber enthusiast through their luscious yarns and fibers dyed in unique colorways. We specialize in a variety of dye techniques that create beautiful colorways, like our stained glass, semi-solids, tonal subtle self-stripings, and mosaic watercolor variegated yarns. Look for our new naturally dyed gradient yarns this spring. Serendipitous Use yarns can be found in several U.S. local yarn stores, online retailers, and at East Coast festivals. Visit serendipitousyou.com to find the whole line of fiberlicious goods. For our Mother Knows Best segment, I was going to talk more about strategies for stitches.
Good idea.
Yes. So, a couple of years ago, I went through my stash of sock yarn and counted everything, which was a revelation and was rather scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've been sock knitting since a maniac since then. And instead of getting smaller, I think the stash has gotten bigger.
I remember for a while that you were knitting a sock a week, and you turned to me and you said, okay, if I knit one sock a week, every week, I have more yarn than there are weeks in the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you were a little bit freaked out about it.
A lot of it.
Fair enough.
Also, we had a yarn swap at Pearlescent some time ago, and I poked through my stuff and culled some and got reacquainted with some of my stash.
Yeah.
So I think there's still stuff that needs to be put away, which is perfect. So I can go through, I can put stuff away and sort of keep mental inventory as to what I have. I don't think I need any more red yarn. I think half of my stash is red.
Mm-hmm.
And at the alternate fiber retreat.
The cognitive retreat, yeah.
Yes, I bought lace yarn.
For, I think, 5 shawls?
Oh, dear. Did I do that?
You did.
I did.
You did. And oh, I was so well behaved.
Yeah,
which is not characteristic.
No, that's the exception. I think we traded places.
It's possible.
And, yeah, so, and tell us what you've been doing all this afternoon.
It's been a crazy day. So along with knitting, and so I'm trying to alternate about 45 minutes of knitting with at least 20 minutes of something else so I don't burn my hands out.
Burn your hands out?
I'm at risk for repetitive stress injuries because I do computers. Like, I work on a computer.
I think all Olympic knitters are at risk now if we're trying to push through and finish a challenging or large project.
And that's the whole thing, is that for me it's not worth hurting myself over, and I know I'll be able to knit longer, like more total minutes, than if I was to just sit down and try and knit for 6 hours, which is insanity. Or maybe not, if you're the type of person who can knit for 6 hours at a time. I'm really jealous. But I'm not. So
it's not really healthy, though, is it?
Not for most people. I'm not a doctor, so I can't give, like, a definitive, like, oh, this is totally fine. But I find for myself that every 45 minutes, getting up and taking a break and doing something else has made it so my hands don't hurt,
mm-hmm.
which is really, really good. So I, you know, puttered around the house when Mom was taking her nap and knit here, and then would get up and go do something in the kitchen and then come back and sit down for another 40 minutes, 45 minutes, knit for a bit, and then go back. So where I ended up at the end of Mom's nap, because I didn't want to watch, we're working our way through Leverage on Netflix, and we're really enjoying it. For the record, that's part of my Olympic TV watching.
So do you want to explain what Leverage is?
It's basically bad guys with exceptional skills, Robin Hooding, setting the world straight. But it's not about knitting. It's just fun to knit, too. It's really well written, though, and we're enjoying it terribly. And I think tomorrow we're having a supernatural knit-a-thon with Miss Calendar. So it should be super fun. But anyway, so when Mom was napping, I didn't want to watch TV in the room that she was crashed out in. So I went back into my stash room, and I thought, oh, I'll just reorganize my stash a bit, because I had gotten the comforter bags to replace the space bags.
Yeah, the space bags don't work that well, do they?
They have a definite shelf life. They get brittle, and they're not really happy anymore. So I replaced them with the comforter bags, which should wear much more cheerfully, and they actually take up less space. And
where did you get the comforter bags from?
From Cleaner Supply. I'll link to them on the show notes. They're super cool. So I got started. And it was very, if you give a mouse a cookie. Like, it started with, oh, I'll just bag up my fleeces and do a couple of these. And then I looked in the closet and said, well, if I'm going to do a couple of these, I might as well do all of these. Do you want to tell them what you came in and saw when you were done napping?
Yarnapalooza? A yarn blizzard?
Yeah.
Yarn bag blizzard?
Yeah.
I think the room was waist-deep in yarn bags?
Yeah. So the conclusion I have come to is if I have one more skein of yarn come into this house, the walls are likely to buckle. You know, like when you overstuff a box?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I feel like emotionally right now. So I'm cheerfully working my way through this sweater, and I'm going to be... And that was my suggestion for Mother Knows Best this week as a Stitches strategy, is to go through your things. Because there's nothing like buying something new and beautiful and realizing that there is really no place to put it. So only buy the things that absolutely have to come home with you. My goal is actually to only bring home maybe something for the Mondo Cable Cardi. Because I did my other one out of the Abstract Fiber Miro in Twilight, which I love, and I just need to sew the buttons on. And I've been wearing it all week without the buttons, and it's totally adorable. So I have to make another one. I just have to figure out what color and what yarn. So
anybody who sees Jasmine buying anything at Stitches has our blessing to snicker at her loudly.
I can hear the
point a finger.
Yeah, I can hear the heckling starting now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay, though, because being reminded that I have lots of beautiful things at home never hurt me. So, and that way you can love the yarn you've got. But yeah, you don't want to go to the show and then come home and freak out because you're waist deep in yarn. But to my credit, about 15 minutes after Mom checked on me, the floor was cleared and everything was put away. So,
that it was.
She came at the very worst of the worst of the worst. So, that was one of them. And then the other tip that we got was from Brenda Petipa, who's a brilliant designer and also a friend of mine. And friend of ours, because we share our friends sometimes. And she told me that when she goes to these shows, she has a bunch of her patterns on a little jump drive, like one of those little USB flash drives, so that she can refer to patterns and things. And I know that the Santa Clara Convention Center has wireless internet, and I believe it's free. Just watch. Their internet is going to crash, and it's going to be my fault. But you can check on Ravelry for things, but having a good idea of how many yards it takes to do a sweater, a shawl, a pair of socks, a hat, whatever, for yourself is usually a good idea. Because, I mean, I don't knit for other people, but I know how much yarn I need to knit I need to buy if I'm going to knit Andrew a sweater.
Lots.
About twice as much as I need for me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And the math on that is pretty easy, but, you know. But it's good to have those guidelines. And a couple of the reference books actually talk about about how much yardage, and I usually round up by a couple of hundred yards, and I'm always happier to have leftover yarn than try and freak out and get more yardage later.
It seems like a waste of money to buy extra yarn that you're not using for that project.
Yep.
But having been out of yarn, three quarters of a sleeve short of finishing a really big project, it's better to have leftover yarn than not to have enough.
Yeah. That's totally true. I would rather, and it's very you to be like, you know what, it's better to buy a couple of extra skeins and not buy something else at the show than to not take home. I would rather have one complete project's worth of yarn than have two incomplete projects.
Oh, yeah. The project that I'm working on? That I was working on that it now is a timeout corner.
Which one?
The Elena shawl.
Ah, yes.
Whatever the yardage said, I think I had a little bit more yardage on the pattern.
Yeah.
And I ran out.
And so did Dr. Gemma. Sure. Yeah.
And Dr. Gemma. And Dr. Gemma said that she looked it up on Ravelry and a number of people had run short.
See, that's not cool.
Yeah, but if I had extra, that wouldn't have been a problem.
Yep.
So
I tend to round up.
So high-tech method of doing it with the flash drive.
Yeah.
I'm more likely to do low-tech, which means notebook, if there's a particular project I want to do. And for a shawl, I would make notes as to yardage. And some of the shawls have beads.
Yeah.
So size and number of suggested beads. And if you're going to get yarn for a cardigan, not only do you want to write down the yardage, but also any other notions, and if you need buttons, what size buttons.
Oh, that's and a good idea.
Not only how many, but also what size buttons. And there's wiggle room.
Yeah.
But you don't want to buy half-inch buttons when the pattern says inch and a half.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
And when in doubt, always get a few extra buttons. I mean, I don't know about you, but my cardigans, my commercial cardigans, always lose buttons. The ones that I sew on and that you sew on stay put very nicely. But it's the same idea, trying to find more buttons or trying to
replace buttons.
It's really, really hard. I bought these beautiful antique buttons at Stitches a few years ago, mm-hmm. and there's 8 of them, and they're maybe half an inch at the biggest. Mm-hmm. They're probably actually 3/8 inch.
Okay.
And they're antique pewter, mm-hmm. with like these pretty black stones in the center. They're really tiny ones that I was going to use on my tangled yoke. Mm-hmm. Do you remember those?
Yep.
And I'm gesturing at Mom, which you totally can't see. And there were only 8 of them. And to do them on that sweater, I was going to need at least 16, but probably closer to 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I found other buttons to alternate them with, but I'm not sold on that. So I might actually use them as just like a, for something else. But yes. I haven't figured that out yet. Mm-hmm. But it was just heartbreaking because there are no more of those buttons. There yeah. are those 8, and that is that. So, and see, I don't tend to... When I buy buttons, because I like buttons, I just tend to buy a whole bunch of them. But I generally knit my sweaters first, and then I go to the button store and I, you know.
Everybody should have a button box anyway.
Yep.
And when you have children that aren't in danger of swallowing them, it's a great thing to keep them busy.
Hmm.
Sort by color, sort by size, sort by shape. Come up with your own system of sorting.
Mm-hmm.
Make piles of 2s and 3s and 4s and then count them. If you have lower elementary age children,
mm-hmm.
it's a wonderful way to keep kids occupied without a TV or a computer or something.
That's an excellent idea. But yeah, go prepared. Know how much you're going to get. Don't try and convince yourself that you'll be fine if you get 100 yards less than the pattern says. That never ends well. That's how we have that entire segment. We have an entire segment about making bad choices. So yeah, with that in mind, have fun at your events. We look forward to meeting you at either this event or one in the future. And now a word from our sponsors.
Stitches is coming. Stitches is coming. The Pearlescence Pearl Girls are furiously knitting away on new designs to debut at Stitches Fest in this Friday night fashion show. Look for 5 new patterns showcasing Cascade's beautiful yarns. 220 Superwash paints, Venezia Worsted, Ultra Pima, Heritage paints, and Cash Vero. We will simultaneously release all the patterns on Ravelry for downloadable purchase. Check under the designers Nathaniel Apple and Sandy Luck for information. Happy stitches!
It's when knitting attacks!
All right, Mom, it's time to fess up. I may have leaked this in the Rav chat on Friday.
Oh, have you?
They asked where you were, and I said, her knitting is currently attacking.
Okay.
So I may have narked a bit. Sorry.
Okay, then let me get started with my total non-brilliance this week. So I really was working with a lot of speed and verve and gusto and exclusivity on my latest project, the classic slant cardigan by Deborah Newton,
mm-hmm.
that I'm knitting out of Cascades.
Venezia,
which is silk and merino.
Yep.
Lovely yarn. And it has it's asymmetrical, and it has a cable running up the asymmetrical edge. I love asymmetrical stuff, and it's a very elegant pattern.
It is.
And you do increases to achieve the asymmetrical slant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of my make one increases was not clean.
Mm.
It looked like a purl. I think I might have twisted it the wrong way.
Yeah.
And it looked like a purl stitch rather than a knit stitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of tried to poke it and smooth it out. And I really didn't like it. And I think it'll work out.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
Not so much.
Not so much. And remember when we said, if you don't like something, fix it right away?
Mm-hmm.
You will not like it any better later into the project.
So true.
Yeah. I think I ripped out about 4 inches of knitting.
That's a lot of inches of knitting.
Yeah, it is. I should have listened to myself and fixed it right away.
So a stitch in time would have saved you 4 inches.
Yes.
Okay. So what else happened?
Also, I didn't read my directions thoroughly.
Uh-huh.
And ended up doing more increases than I was supposed to.
Oh, dear.
Than I was supposed to do. Which meant I had to rip back more.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and with the Knitting Olympics, that thing is on hold, which is a pity because I was really on a roll.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's for my first knitting attack.
Keep on going.
Okay. So we were at knitting at the coffee shop yesterday, and I brought my dishcloth blanket. It's all knitted. It's garter stitch. Do you want to tell me how I managed to mess up garter stitch? Who does that after all these years of knitting?
I'm going to guess short rows.
I didn't do short rows. Instead of knitting the next row, I started purling.
Autopilot.
So, yeah. That was really annoying.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. And I have started lining Boo's sweater with China silk.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really, really labor intensive.
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe doing a very involved couture technique, very labor intensive, very time consuming, on a garment that the child will grow out of in 2 years
mm-hmm.
at best in California, where she won't be able to wear a sweater for a good part of the year
mm-hmm.
was not our most brilliant idea.
We've had better ideas.
Yeah.
But it's very us.
It looks lovely, but it took me a whole day to just do one sleeve.
Yeah.
I still have another sleeve left.
Are you going to finish lining it, or are we going to just undo the lining on the
Would
one sleeve?
Would you like me to?
Oh, we can talk about that off the podcast.
Okay, we can.
But yeah. I think you still have one more when knitting attacks, if I recall, at least.
Do I?
What were you working on Olympic night that you kept, that kept attacking you?
I was working on my Fair Isle sweater. Was that attacking me?
You were complaining. There was some angst, some ennui even.
Well, I had picked the wrong needle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was stretching my sleeve. Is that what you're referring to?
That might have been. I missed what the drama was about, but I did not catch that there was bad mojo coming from the couch. So I was peeking over Mom's shoulder while she was knitting. So
I might have tried to strangle myself with all the different
skeins of yarn.
Yes.
Oh, but yeah,
it's like a cat that had fallen into a yarn basket.
It happens. It happens. I'm excited. I feel really like, and this is where pride comes before the fall, right? I'm totally Smuggy McSmuggerton about this. I'm like, oh, my sweater's a foot long and I haven't had any problems because I did my Ravelympics training. I'm on the right size needles. My sweater's coming along. I have stitch markers where I need them in the body. My wool smells good.
I think that's karma tiptoeing up to you, waiting to bite you.
I know. As soon as I started thinking it, I was like, here we go. Something's going to mess me up because really, this is an achievable goal, even with 4 days shorter for stitches. Because Andrew and I were talking about it, and I was like, is this really going to be doable with stitches coming up? And then I figured if I totally mess it up, it'll make a great segment. But because that's what my knitting has come down to.
Yeah, I was really upset about the all the stuff that went wrong with the slant cardigan.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was complaining about everything that had gone wrong, my next sentence was, it'll make a great addition to when knitting a text. Yeah. Yes. So
there's a lot of that going around here.
We do try to see the positive side of everything, don't we?
We do. So hopefully everything will continue to go well. I actually went and dug through the errata on Ravelry because I couldn't find an errata for the book. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the Seneca sweater in the book or on the pattern page. But I did go through and look at other people's notes and where they said to pay special attention. And good thing I did, because I would have worried. The first cable at the bottom, you have to move your little stitch marker, you know, hither and thither.
Hither and yon.
Hither and yon.
Mm-hmm.
To move where the beginning of the round is. And to make sure that I didn't mess anything up, because I was doing it while I was socializing, which is not a great idea, but it's okay. I had stitch markers for every cable that I twist, every twist thing. So every repeat had a stitch marker. So,
oh, good.
Yeah. So that worked out really well. And I'm really pleased with how it's coming out. And Mom has been watching me sit here and knit furiously and then, you know, take a whiff of my wool and keep going. So on that note, I think we're going to wrap it up for the week. And hopefully you guys will continue to post in the Ravelry threads about your successes or missteps. Because mm-hmm. remember, the part about being on a team is if you have a misstep and you need help, your teammates are there to give you a hand. So.
Or snicker at you, as the case may be.
In the nicest way, of course. In the nicest way. So on that note, I think we should wrap this up. This week, we'd like to thank show sponsors Abstract Fiber, Serendipitous You, Pearlescence Yarns, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything we've talked about in this week's episode can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirls.blogspot.com, and you can send your comments, questions, and feedback to us at knitmoregirls@yahoo.com. Please remember to get your entries in on the February UFO Finish Along thread on our Ravelry board, and come and join. We've got some lively chat going on there. Remember, this is Jasmine.
And Gigi.
Telling you to knit more.